Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hi, this is Sean, one of the producers of Alba Salix Royal Physician. We're super excited to have an update for everyone, as we know it's been a while. And today we're launching the first in a series of teasers called Crankle Abroad. And in less than a week, we're going to go into the studio again to record a complete mini-series set in the Alba universe called The Axe and Crown. Look for that here in your feed really soon, and we'll be back shortly with more news about the long-awaited Season 2 of Alba. So the last we heard of Hellbard Crankle, former Sorcerer General of Fargoria, he'd been accused of attempting to murder Princess Minzy, but he escaped from the palace. What's he been up to since then? Let's find out in Crankle Abroad.
Good day, sir. Table for one?
Yes, if you please.
Very good. This way, sir.
Outside?
Why, yes. It is a beautiful day.
I'm afraid I have some delicate business to conduct. I require a more secluded spot. That table in the corner, for example?
Ah, I understand. Unfortunately, that table is occupied at this very moment.
Oh, details. That is unfortunate. Well, perhaps he's going to vacate soon.
I don't expect so, sir. He has only just ordered.
Combinder Bazeration.
Ow, ow, ow!
Oh, dear, he seems to have vacated.
Sir, I ask that you please do not use magic on our customers.
Magic? What magic?
A swarm of bees has just swept in and chased a man out of this cafe.
A staggering coincidence, that.
I furthermore observed that the bees were not native to Maeria.
Really? Good eye.
Probably Farorian, in fact.
Oh, well, you know these foreign bees. Terrible, dangerous creatures. I would have fled the premises myself.
Sir, you are yourself Farlorian by your accent.
Well, it looks like that table is free. I'll just have to take my chances with the bees, eh?
In fact, unless I am mistaken, you are Hellbard Crankle, Sorcerer General of that fairy kingdom.
I understand that he, too, is a devastatingly handsome young man.
I beg your pardon. Former Sorcerer General, now banished for trying to assassinate the Princess of Mediocria.
Really now? I haven't kept up with the news from that corner of the world lately.
Am I mistaken then, sir? You are not the same, Monsieur Crankle?
Dr. Crankle?
No, certainly not.
Ah, I am easily fooled then. It is a shame. We here are not fans of the Farlorian royalty, you know.
Really?
No, indeed, sir. They are vulgar, uncultured buffoons.
Well, I can't say I disagree.
And now, allying themselves with the barbaric Balgamarians, a foolish dalliance that endangers the whole continent.
Go on.
Any enemy of that spineless regime is welcome here in Maeria, and would be welcome to sit at any table he pleases in our humble cafe.
Well, how do you do, old chap? Dr. Hellbard Crankle, sorcerer at large.
Ah, it is lovely to meet you, Dr. Crankle. We have a table for you right this way.
Thank you very much, my good man.
Unfortunately, the previous customer did not pay his bill, so I'm afraid I must add it to your total.
What? I thought you said an enemy of the Farlorian royal family would be welcome here.
I did not say such a person would dine for free. Unless, of course, he had succeeded in, knocking off the prince and princess. Am I wrong? Are they, in fact, dead?
They are not.
Ah, well, Next time, perhaps. May I get Sir something to drink?
They'll have a cup of your cheapest tea.
Very good, sir.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the alley, the scent is stronger, overpowering. As I watch, the overhead lamps flicker and wink out one by one. God damn it. No. The girl appears briefly under the last streetlight, the headphones snug against her ears, the Walkman clasped to her hip. She's oblivious as she walks, lost in her own world.
Hey, stop! I need to talk to you!
Then she's swallowed up by the darkness again.
Helen! Wait a second!
It strikes her in the gloom so fast she barely has time to scream. She falls into the edge of the lamplight and lies there, bleeding, motionless. The man's skin is scaly, flaking, and there are patches of soot on his cheeks. He stares at me with eyes like midnight. Eyes that are devoid of remorse, devoid of humanity. He's one of them. I turn and run, and I don't look back.
The Road of Shadows, a new mystery and suspense audio drama by Mark R. Healy, creator of The Strata. Listen now at theroadofshadows.com.